You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Arrowhead Stadium will remain empty today as the game that we were supposed to be playing has been moved. But there will be definitely a bunch of activity, Brian, on November 3rd. That's Election Day. The details of voting at Arrowhead have been released. I really think you should go and vote at Arrowhead because, I mean, you're the biggest Chief fan ever.
I am. That I am. But is my polling place going to be there, though?
Yes. Anyone who has a Kansas City, Missouri address within Jackson County can go and vote at Arrowhead.
All right, I'm going to do that.
Polling opens at 6 a.m. and closes at 7. Anyone in line at 7 p.m. will also be allowed to vote. The voting will take place in the Community America Club level. You know what that is?
Not off the top of my head, but I'll find it. I ain't worried about that.
You're being asked to park in Lot M between Arrowhead and Kauffman and use the Founders Plaza entrance.
Mm-hmm.
You know what that is?
Yes. It's right across the street from Kauffman.
And if you don't even feel like driving, Brian, no worries. KCATA is offering free bus rides from its 12th and Charlotte stop throughout the day.
Ain't no excuse for y'all not to go vote. That's the bottom line.
Oh, dang.
What?
Also going to be receiving a Chiefs branded I Voted sticker.
Oh.
I want one of them.
Snazzy.
For real, though.
Well, you just sold me on that one.
Shouts out to Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes, 15th in the Mahomes Foundation. He went in with the money to help put this event on. So
he got plenty of it.
Well, it was his foundation, but yeah.
I'm going to do that for real. You just convinced me.
Dang.
That's my quarterback.
Oh, so you Terrell Owens now?
That's my quarterback. It's my quarterback.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The morning.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
621, look for highs in the lower 60s today. Windy, cooler. Right now, you're mostly cloudy in 56 in North Kansas City. Shade, what's poppin'?
The 2020 Billboard Music Awards was hosted last night by Kelly Clarkson, live from the Dolby Theater in L.A. Aired on NBC, and of course it was a little different this year because of COVID-19. There was no red carpet and no audience. Going in, Post Malone had a whopping 16 nominations, including top artist, top male artist, top rap artist, and top streaming songs artist. He was triumphant as he took home the top artist and top male artist plus 7 others.
Mm-hmm.
Kanye West went into the awards with 9 prizes, including top gospel artist and top Christian artist.
Yeah.
Some of the highlights of the show, Alicia Keys delivered Love Looks Better on stage, an old sequin catsuit. Lizzo accepted the top song sales artist and urged her fans to refuse to be suppressed and vote.
Hi, I just want to say thank you to Billboard, thank you to Atlantic, thank you to Team Lizzo, thank you to everyone who listened to my music and supported me. I just want to say I've been thinking a lot about suppression and the voices that refused to be suppressed. And I wonder, would I be standing here right now if it weren't for the big black women who refused to have their voices be suppressed? And I just want to say right now, if you're at home watching this and you are thinking about changing yourself to feel worthy, this is your sign to remain true to who you are. Let me tell y'all something. When people try to suppress something, it's normally because that thing holds power. They're afraid of your power. There's power in who you are. There's power in your voice. So whether it's through music, protest, or your right to vote, use your power, use your voice, and refuse to be suppressed. Thank you so much to Billboard. I love y'all. God bless y'all.
How can you hate on that message?
very wonderful message. So Swizz Beatz has announced on Instagram that season 2 of Versus is coming real soon.
Oh, I didn't know it was a season 1. I just thought it was an ongoing thing.
Hello. Hello.
But okay, I'm with it. I wonder who they got next.
I know. There was like a fake one circulated with Mary J. And
Tony Braxton.
And Tony Braxton.
Well, Tony Braxton would have got mopped up. And I love Tony Braxton. But she would have... I told y'all, Mary J. Blige, the Versus ain't for her. She's in the category of untouchables with Jay-Z, Michael Jackson, Janet Jackson. Mary J. Blige is in that box. She don't need to be on Versus. Nothing against Versus, though. I like it.
Jussie Smollett, a.k.a. Juicy Smooye, is going to be making his feature directorial debut with a film called B-Boy Blues, an adaptation of James Earl Hardy's novel of the same name. I'm excited to see what he gonna do.
This is a lie. Leave me alone.
No, it's really happening.
I was just talking about him, you know, in this situation that he went through. I'm glad he's still working during the pandemic, though.
Gotta get his money, gotta eat.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I wanna tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Why you mad, though?
I just want to emphasize something that was said earlier about Brian B. Shining being a true, loyal Kansas City Chiefs fan.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've been a Kansas City Chiefs fan since 1964, so... I think I got him a little beat. He's the one for this era, but I am the one right now.
Well, you got him by age, my brother, and not necessarily by passion. See, I'm around this Chiefs fan every day, so I'm a witness to how diehard, cuckoo crazy, and macadamia nuts this man is.
Okay, I understand that, but also... You're right. I got it by age. But I've been a loyal Chiefs fan since 1964. My mother been a Chiefs season ticket holder since 69.
Oh,
I took over her season ticket in 2015 when she went to heaven.
Mm. So Brian, he done brought his mama in it. I don't know. I don't know. I'm leaning towards my man right now, okay?
It's cool. Look, the more diehard Chiefs fans, the better off the fan base is. So if you loyal to the soil, I'm down with you for whatever. So we good.
Okay, that's good, and I appreciate it. I listen to y'all every morning.
Man, thank you so much.
On the way to work.
That means a lot, man. We appreciate you, dog. Always love. Be blessed. Be safe, all right?
All right, thank you.
Chiefs
y'all have a wonderful day.
You too.
Listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
It's us. Wake up, classmates. It's time for school. It's the morning grind with Shay and Sean.
Grade A student, mama know that I'm a winner. Morning eating breakfast when it's nighttime dinner. All I do is drip, got the pipeline bitter. Honey like pooba, got stripes like Tigger A. Got me jacked up, the lunch line backed up. Go to timeout if you wanna act up, A. I'm popping in the school, so I brag much. I get paper and the bread, that's a sack lunch.
Live, local, and lit. It's Hot 103 Jams encouraging you. Get out and vote November 3rd. It's the morning grind with Shay and Sean.
Good morning, 653. What up, Max Sauce? Look for highs in the lower 60s. Partly sunny, cooler. Right now, you're cloudy at 53 on the plaza.
Yesterday, Melania Trump released an open letter which revealed that her son with Donald Trump, 14-year-old Baron, tested positive for coronavirus soon after his parents.
And your man's still not wearing a mask.
She said that she did have symptoms of the virus, including body aches, a cough, headaches, and feeling extremely tired.
Mm.
She says she healed herself. Let me see if I got a Melania.
Oh.
I chose to give a more natural route in terms of medicine.
That's pretty good.
Opting more for vitamins and healthy foods.
Mm. Oh, earlier when I said your man's, I meant his father, not him.
Hmm?
When I said your man's still not wearing a mask, I meant Trump.
Not, I know.
Not. Well, I was like the audience. Just wanted to clarify that. But still, man, like this is just one of the dangers of this virus. We don't. It's airborne, basically, kind of, sort of.
If you are sick, and if you have a loved one who is sick, I am thinking of you. It will be thinking of you every day.
That's pretty good. I ain't even gonna lie. I hope he gets better, though. I hope he, you know, makes a full recovery. Young man. He's 14, right? Yeah.
His daddy. We talk about him every day. I just said this to someone. I've been doing radio 20 years. I have never talked about a president every freaking day.
No.
Like we talked about this president. Not Bush. Not Obama. Not the other Bush. Nobody. Tonight, he's going to be on NBC doing a presidential town hall. And what's making this controversial is because Joe Biden had already booked an event, a town hall meeting on ABC. So pundits and even people who work for NBC are upset because they're saying that's going to make the American people choose between who to watch, which is a disservice to people who are voters. We need to be able to see both presentations so that we can make the right decision for our country.
All facts, but you got to look out for him trying to pull every trick and everything. Anytime that he's trying to get an upper leg, he's going to try that.
NBC shouldn't be complicit with that, though.
Yeah, that's true, too. Yeah.
Well, they both there tonight. And I guess people are eeny, meeny, miny, moe.
Hi, perhaps you recognize me. It's your favorite president.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
The S word, is it a curse? Talking about submission.
Oh, boy.
Jeannie Mai admitted that she plans to submit to her future husband, Young Jeezy.
So the actual definition of submit is to accept or yield to a superior force or to the authority or will of another person. So I'm gonna say right here that I, Jeannie Mai, going into my marriage, I want to submit to my man.
We're talking to healthy relationship educator, Aisha Deal.
What's up, Aisha? How you doing?
Good morning, guys. I'm great. How are you?
Good.
We want to know what your thoughts are on submission in relationships.
So I have to say first that comment that she made, I rolled my eyes. Because it just didn't feel genuine. It's like, okay, you're getting on social media to tell us you're going to submit to your man. Like, okay, great, you do that. I think submission is something that women do naturally. Like, I don't think it's an announcement. It's like when we respect a man, then we just naturally follow their advice or follow their lead because we trust them. But every man can't lead, therefore every woman can't submit.
All
hallelujah.
Facts. Yeah, all facts.
Want to do it?
Yeah.
If you let him.
I'll tell you two ladies that I've never had a problem with a woman who I was with following me. No, for real. Because they knew I had good intentions. But I understand why some women would not want to submit to their partners. But my thing is, if you have that question in your head, should you be with them?
Mm.
Most of these men cannot lead a woman through a front door, let alone through life.
Wow.
So I understand why women are shaky with it, but I don't think, I've never met a woman that said, girl, I don't submit to no man. It's no, when we love you, we follow you.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
Well, Brian, let's find out what Kansas City has to say about that this morning.
Now it's time for the Sheet.
Drop it. Come up in the spot. Come up in the spot.
All your hip-hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
7:21 today. Look for highs in the lower 60s. Cooler, partly sunny. Right now, you're mostly cloudy and 52 in Grandview. Shade, what's poppin'?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Libra friends. Disco dance singer Brenda K. Starr is 54 today. Rapper and producer and cousin of Monica, Polo the Don, is 42.
He made this beat. Rich boy, silly.
Throw some D's on it.
Hey!
R&B singer Ginuwine is the big 5-0 today.
50?
Yep.
Under my breath, all I can say.
Hey. Member of Jackson 5, Tito Jackson, in East Street 67.
Please, I love Tito. Hey, hey.
Let me show you.
Self-proclaimed sex addict and R&B singer Eric Benet is 54. This is a good record.
Or Eric Bennett, as one of our friends would say.
And Bay Area R&B singer Keisha Cole, last year her 30s, she's 39.
She still got me blocked on Twitter, it's all good. Happy birthday everybody born on October 15th.
A tweet from Trump's senior advisor Katrina Pearson opened up a can of worms for iconic hip-hop artist Ice Cube. It read, shout out to Ice Cube for his willingness to step up and work with real Donald Trump administration to help develop the Platinum Plan. Leaders gonna lead, haters gonna hate. Thank you for leading.
I know on the surface, for folks who are against this administration, is not a good look. And Shay, honestly, I'm not all the way down with it either. But we talking about Ice Cube here. Like, he has our best interests at heart.
Not in this case. A rep for Rolling Stone talked with the rep for Ice Cube and said that he met with both Trump and Biden campaigns to discuss his agenda for Black Americans and support for his contract with Black America. So Cube tweeted yesterday, facts. I put out the CWBA. Both parties contacted me. Dem said we'll address the CWBA after the election. Trump campaign made some adjustments to their plan after talking to us about the CWBA. He went on to say, every side is the dark side for us in America. They're all the same until something changes for us. They all lie and they all cheat, but we can't afford not to negotiate with whoever is in power, or our condition in this country will never change. Our justice is bipartisan. And I say, what's the difference between what Steve Harvey did and what Ice Cube did? Everybody ran Steve Harvey down, so it needs to be the same thing.
Oh, they running him down. They running Cube down. They are. And again, I'm not in all the way agreeance with it, but I understand his logic and where he's coming from. I do.
Absentee in-person vote happening at United Believers Community Church, Gregory Hills Church of God, The Whole Person, and Bruce R. Watkins, Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Your girl Cardi B took to her Instagram Live to explain to y'all why she decided to get back with her husband Offset.
It's hard not to talk to your best friend. You know what I'm saying? It's really hard not to talk to your best friend. And it's really hard to have not to have no. I like material things and everything, but I just didn't take it. What do y'all want me to do? Did I give me a rose voice and ask nothing? Like, no. And I really wanted some for my birthday, really. Oh, it's just really typical. Too young. Got married early. That's what we are. We're not no different than y'all dysfunctional ass relationships. We are the same way. We just more publicly.
Why is it so muffly?
I don't know. That's how it came out. I put the noise joint on it and all that. But basically, she said that she misses him. She misses other parts of him. And he bought her a truck, a Bentley truck.
It was a Rolls Royce.
Oh, yeah. Okay. My bad. He didn't get her Adidas. He got her Nike. My bad.
It's different.
How you know? You drove one? Somebody got you one?
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Brian, you know what? I have questions. I have to go to my Bible.
Oh, yeah.
Colossians 3:18 says, wives, submit to your husbands as is fitting in the Lord. Then it goes on to say, husbands, love your wives and do not be harsh with them. We're talking about submission in relationships this morning. We have healthy relationship educator Aisha Deal. we had a comedian who's very famous come on the show, and he told me that I needed to submit to him and use this same scripture against me. And I had to let him know, dear sir, you are not my husband. I do not have to submit to you or any other man that I don't want to.
I think that when it comes down to it, like I value a male, you know, a male's opinion. I grew up with a father. I've watched him lead the family. But these new women and new men, they different. So I can see why submission would be a problem. I respect it, and I've never had an issue following a man. But I will also, you know, pivot and turn if I feel like the man that I'm following isn't worthy of my support.
Shay, what was the quote from Jill Scott? If you could tell me what to do,
then you could tell me what to do.
Yeah, but if
but if you can't tell me what to do, then you can't tell me what to do.
I totally get that. Some men get that respect off rip. And some men, you know, you don't know about. They got to kind of earn that.
816-576-7103. What do you say about submitting in a relationship?
That submission hit a nerve this morning while I'm driving. I almost wrecked my car.
Uh-oh, what's committed. Going on?
I could be committed, but not submitted. I'm committed to God. I'm committed to my children. But no, I mean, I'll do what I need to do to keep him happy. That won't be a problem. But being submitted means, like, hey, if you sleep and he wakes you up, tell him to you go get him a bath of water, that's too much, you know? Or, you know, get up and give me something to eat while you in your sleep or whatever. You doing something else and he wants you to do something for him. You can only make yourself happy. And if you are giving all of your time and support to the man, you're not giving enough to yourself. I mean, I'm 56 years old, and I've never submitted to a man. I've been committed and did my job as making him happy. You know, my mom and them are old school, and they've never been submitted. They did their job as for taking care of their husband, but never been submitted. And I'm not going to be the same way. I'll be committed, but not submitted.
All right. Thank you so much for calling up and sharing.
Have a good day.
You too.
Bye. You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Jeannie Mai, host of The Real, made an announcement on the show about her relationship with fiancé Young Jeezy.
So the actual definition of submit is to accept or yield to a superior force or to the authority or will of another person. So I'm going to say right here that I, Jeannie Mai, going into my marriage, I want to submit to my man.
I have no problem with that, Brian.
Me neither. Sounds good.
In my professional life, I'm a little more assertive. In my personal relationship, I really like being soft and pink and him, you know, saying, okay, this is what we're going to do, and having a plan. For me, you can't just tell me what to do, but then I gotta fill in all the blanks. If you say, hey, this is what's good for our family and this is how we're gonna achieve it, oh,
you down?
Boy, I'm putting my feet up. Why exert myself for no reason?
And I know it gets tiresome, you know, when you're at work, you're a certain way here. You're a leader. I'm just put it out there. You are a leader. And I can understand why you wouldn't want to hold that up at home. I mean, you would if you had to, but you want to be, you know, you want somebody to have a plan for you instead of you always having a plan.
Child,
I get it.
You don't know to have.
I get it. No, I totally do. But as men, though, we got to do our part. And for those men who are, I don't want to use the word bitter, but you may not have experienced a submissive woman. And you just got to look in the mirror and check yourself. What are you bringing to the table?
Put a tithe on that.
It's real though. I mean, same thing with women too.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
you're right.
Everybody has to bring some quality to the table. That's why men or, you know, both partners have to be equally balanced and in this thing together.
What do you say about this?
I think that when we hear the word submissive as a woman, we completely take that word into a different context. It's easy to be submissive to a man that does right by you.
Yes.
So being submissive is not taking orders from someone. Being submissive is when that man has made different pathways for his family. You go with that man and you say, hey, I'm with you. I agree with you. We're going to do this together. Because there's also another flip side of that is that women were created to be a helpmate. And that is what our job is, and with that submissiveness, is to be his helpmate, not to be his helper, not to take rules from him. So when your man is doing right by his family, he's making sure the bills are paid, he's doing right by you, he's doing right by his kids, it's easy to be submissive.
I would agree. It says in the Bible that men should love their wives like Christ loved the church. If you're being loved correctly, it's no question that you're going to want to listen to what he says.
Exactly. And I've been married now for 22 years and I am only 41. It has been hard. It has not been easy, but he has been good. And so it's easy to follow his lead, which is basically what being submissive is, instead of always being combative with him.
All right, that's well put. Thank you for your call this morning. Have a good one.
You too.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
It's been a minute, Brian, but it's time to enter the Petty Files.
Let's go.
I wonder what part of Missouri this man is from. But a Missouri man decided to head over to his local Taco Bell and order a spicy potato soft taco. You know, those were discontinued off the menu.
Right.
So instead of one, he got three. Then he listed them on Facebook Marketplace for $200.
What? What? And you got to be kidding me. What is wrong with people? First, remember the man who took all the sanitizer when the pandemic first started and tried to sell them on Amazon and they revoked it? What is wrong with y'all?
Well, what's wrong with the person who paid him $70 each for two of those tacos?
Ew. What? Okay, bro. If you got it, spend it.
On tacos?
Right. You never know how much disposable income some people might have, Shay.
I guess so. Hell no. A man was battered inside of a Uber because he was passing gas and the driver found it offensive.
How about no?
Tried to kick the dude out of the ride.
Ew.
He said that the passing of the awful smelling gas was the final straw. He refused to take the abuse from the group in the ride. Get out.
Man, you corny. Why would you do that in other people's car? Come on, man.
They said they had been out partying. And you know, sometimes when you are intaking of certain liquids and then you say, ooh, let me eat something to try to soak up. You ain't ever...
Ew.
Well, look, if I 20s, we used to do that all the time. Okay, let's go get something with bread in it to try to soak up what we just drank.
No, I totally get it. I done had plenty of nights at Poncho's. Y'all know where that's at on Maine. But come on, dog. It's certain etiquette that you got to carry when you in another folks' car.
Sometimes you can't help yourself.
Oh,
it
really?
Is better out than in.
Yeah. I want you to have that same attitude when I'm in here doing my thing, okay?
We at work, though.
You get better.
We're
out.
At work.
Better out than in, right?
Yeah.
So Kraft has been taking a beating for their ad campaign where they're saying send nudes. Not
really?
N-U-D-E-S, but N-O-O-D-S, like noodles.
I like that. That's creative.
I thought that was funny, too. But people mama wasn't feeling it. They said, look, don't be telling my kids to send nudes. That's sexualizing something.
It is.
That's a wholesome experience, and that's Kraft cheese and macaroni.
You can see they public ass.
What they should have did was just have that, like, on, like, adult sites, like the Hub or...
What Hub?
The Hub. I'm just calling it the Hub. You ain't getting me in trouble.
Bucky nigga.
Oh, you got a nickname for it? You be on that that much?
No, the Hub. Okay, go to the... They should have advertised on there and on, like, Cartoon Network at, like, late at night when they had those little weird shows on or something.
In the nude.
Oh, Lord.
That is sexualizing macaroni and cheese. Well, it's already...
They going too far. Why are you laughing so hard?
Macaroni in a pot. That's the...
Now I get it.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip of Gustin.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
822, highs in the lower 60s today. It'll be a cooler day. Watch out for that. Mostly cloudy at 53 at the Grandview Triangle. Shade, what's poppin'?
According to DakGrapeJuice.net, NeNe Leakes requested $125,000 to appear at her former friend Cynthia Bailey's wedding last weekend.
Good Lord.
They say she asked for that because that was what she was paid per episode when she was on The Real Housewives of Atlanta. And since they were filming, she was like, if you want the queen there, you're going to have to break bread.
That makes sense. And know your worth. Know your value. I get it.
I need that money.
You better not ask Mr. Carter to give you no money.
Oh, I'm
when
might.
I get married I or might. Something.
I might. Mr. Carter, I'm going to holler at you, dog.
I won't. Give me my money.
Sweetie Pie star Timothy Norman pleaded not guilty yesterday to charges related to the murder for hire plot and the death of his 21-year-old nephew, Andre Montgomery. Norman's attorney, John Rogers, argued that his client would live with his mother and he should be released on bond, and that he has two children who have access to St. Louis to visit him. I thought he only had one. Rogers added that Norman has more than 20 family members who live in the St. Louis area and would be employed in, quote, the family business. He added, we don't believe he's a flight risk. So the judge is now taking that into advisement to see if he will be released.
It's a lot to sort out with that.
Oh, man. Jesse Williams has reached a deal with his ex, Aaron Drake, in their three-year court battle for their divorce.
3 years?
Yeah, they've been battling it out.
Lord, y'all might as well just made up in the 3 years.
Williams is going to pay $40,000 a month in child support. He will be allowed to keep $936,000 in profits he made from his time on Grey's Anatomy since their split in 2017. Dang, he done made $1 million in the show off. Oh, my God. We in the wrong business.
Yes, I'm singing. I want a mingle.
She's going to keep their former family home in L.A., plus homes that they have in Brooklyn and in Oakland.
Yeah!
Legendary Alabama football coach Nick Saban tested positive for the coronavirus on yesterday, as did the athletic director Greg Byrne. Yeah. 3 days before the second-ranked team is set to play number 3 Georgia.
Such in a row. And that's one of the biggest college games of the season, Alabama and Georgia. Like, come on, dog. They having issues in the NFL. Breaking news, Atlanta Falcons, 4 positive COVID tests this morning.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
They need something anyway. They need a regroup.
Oh, come on,
everybody
Shay.
Need to drink come some on, soup, Shay. Drink come some on, tea.
They need a new quarterback. They need a new coach. They need a whole new defense.
And they're never going to win in that stadium because they knocked down Meemaw's church and built it on top of where the church was.
Oh,
and that's facts. That's, everybody in Atlanta knows that.
That's a $2 billion stadium.
They knocked down Meemaw's church to build that stadium. That is on
and for them to lose
hollow
on
ground.
Sundays.
They're never going to win in there.
The Chick-fil-A ain't open inside of
they're
there.
They're never going to win in there. I'm just letting you know that. They're never going to win. You can have Julio Jones, the man from the moon. You can have... They're not going to win in there.
We're making winners sound good.
Anything I'm going to do, I'm going to do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Who is this?
This is Janine.
All right, Janine, let's see what you got.
Now I get it. He don't want to love you the right way. He ain't going to. Anyways, that is where he want to be.
If he ain't going to love you the way he should, then let it go. If he ain't gonna treat you the way he should, then let it go. If he ain't gonna love you the way he should, then let it go. Is that enough?
Yeah, girl, you sound better than Keisha.
That was high. That was a high-pitched song.
Well, you sound good, girl.
Got a $30 Kansas Lottery robbery, riches, instant ticket prize back. Qualified for your chance to get a 1K payday. How about that?
I want that. I want that. I need that.
What station's live, local, and lit, Janine?
Hot 103 Jams. I want to give a shout-out to B, Killer B.
I want to break it down.
Listen for your chance to win $1,000.
Get a bag.
With a 1K payday from Hot 103 Jams.
Tell them to bring me my money.
Yeah!
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.